कोविड-19 की वैक्सीन है और आप?
मुझे कैसे पता चलेगा कि कोविड-19 की वैक्सीनें महफूज हैं?
जब भी कोई नई चीज आती है तो सवालात का जहन में आना आम बात है। हम आपको आगाह करना चाहते हैं कि हेल्थ कनाडा सिर्फ उन वैक्सीनों की मंजूरी देता है जो महफूज, मुअसर और आला तरीन मयार की हामिल होती हैं। कनाडा अपने आला मयारात और सख्त गिर वैक्सीन के जायजे के अमल की बदौलत दुनिया भर में जाना जाता है। कोविड-19 की वैक्सीनों के बारे में canada.ca/covid-vaccine पर मजीद मालूमात हासिल करें। हुकूमत कनाडा की तरफ से एक पैगाम।
आइए टोरंटो को वैक्सीनेट करें, अपनी बारी आने पर कोविड की वैक्सीन लगवाएं। ऑनलाइन बुकिंग के लिए toronto.ca/covid-19 पर जाएं या कॉल कीजिए 888-999-6488।
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। एवरीवन और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम और अस्सलामुअलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहाँ कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज। और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
प्यार से लेता है खुदा नाम मोहम्मद, किस प्यार से लेता है खुदा नाम मोहम्मद, तादी तादी से लेता है खुदा नाम मोहम्मद, क्या नाम है चलने अल्लाह नाम मोहम्मद। अल्लाह करे कुछ पे हराम, आतिश है दोजक, आतिश पे दोजक, अल्लाह करे कुछ पे हराम, आतिश है दोजक, आतिश पे दोजक, जिस शख्स के हो दिल पे लिखा नाम मोहम्मद, जिस शख्स के हो
Sitaram, Satsrikal, Jai Guru Datta, Sai Ram. Assalamu alaikum and good afternoon, everybody, and welcome indeed to another edition on a Saturday, Shabnam Radio, with yours truly, Richard Aziz, keeping you company. And I'm so happy that you could be joining us today. I want to know anybody listening right now from the top. Well, I always like to give you a chance to call in and at least let me know that I have a few listeners on the radio, on the internet, or on your phone. I would love to hear from you. 416-848-7772. That's 416-848-7772. And another way you can listen to us is simply dial in 647-872-4900. That's 647-872-9400. That's to listen on your telephone without using up your data. Hope you had a good week and are ready for the weekend. A lot has happened. The COVID again is stressing us out. So much closure and so much, but you know, we have to comply. We have to get this thing under control. The emergency rooms are up to capacity in most places, and this is going to affect family and friends. And you know, the staff at the hospitals, they're drained. And I want to say, offer a prayer for those working the hospitals, indeed, or frontline workers. Richard Aziz is my name, and the telephone number to reach me, 416-848-7772, 416-848-7772. I want to welcome each and every one, especially those of you on the internet via www.shabnamradio.com. Remember, on shabnamradio.com we go until 4 o'clock.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Join us every day for the Azan, the call to prayer, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center. That's every morning before Fajr on Caribbean Showtime TV on all IP boxes or www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Download the app from the website www.caribbeanshowtime.com or Google Play. Remember, listen to the Azan, the call to prayer, every day before Fajr, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center on Caribbean Showtime TV and www.caribbeanshowtime.com. The Shiva Mandir and Cultural Organization, 2370 Midland Avenue, is having their food drive and they need your help. Drop off non-perishables, new clothes, gift cards, bedding and towels. The drive-through continues April 17. They will be collecting in front of the Mandir at 2370 Midland Avenue from 2 to 5 p.m. You can also drop off at Lapakan Shipping and Money Transfer in Brampton, a Jazz Supermarket at Queen and Torbram. For more information, please call Sister Mina at 416-287-1458. Please donate generously. Thank you in advance for your support.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Have you or someone you know been in a car accident, suffered from a slip and fall, or injured on the job? Let us help you. Hi, I'm Helena Dynett. We at Dynett and Associates are confident that our team of ex-adjusters, lawyers, and paralegals across the GTA will get you the compensation you deserve. Remember, we don't get paid until you are paid. We ensure you will get the treatment and financial support you need during your recovery. If you're not sure what is happening with your case or not happy with your current lawyer, let's evaluate your file for free. Don't get hurt twice. Call Dynett and Associates. We will get you the settlement that you and your family deserve. Dynett and Associates offers a free consultation. Save the number 416-705-4878. Remember, 416-705-HURT.
Get the best of both worlds in your investment accounts. Same returns as underlying funds or portfolio. Same management fees as mutual fund. 100% death benefit guaranteed based on all contribution made before age 75. Have the same estate benefit as segregated funds and much, much more. A feature you would not find in any mutual fund, traditional stock or bond portfolio. Wish to learn more? Call Vic Sarju, 416-560-0985. Independence Advice Matters.
Welcome to Pepe and Rhoda, of course. Enjoy the program and driving along as usual on a Saturday. You know, everything is shut down. And if you're caught with someone without the same address like you, you can get a ticket. Right? So be careful now. So I had a friend who had his registration at another address and living at another address. And when he was stopped, he got into some serious, it took some time to for the explanation, but he could be charged because he was didn't change his license, you know, in time. But yet still, he had to explain quite a bit. So if you're going out, be careful and don't go if you don't have to. There's lineup now at some of the supermarkets. You want to be careful. They're talking about now it's not the droplets, but it's in the air. They're talking about wearing the N9 mask. So, guys, do your due diligence. Try your best. Stay safe. This thing is for real. Want to extend a warm welcome to my brother out in Niagara Falls, Brother Vikram. And again, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the so many of you who have been agreed to support us last week. And Naboya, you were able to send your funds to us, a lot of you by e-transfer. Thank you, dear. Some of the pledges still outstanding, but I'm certain that they will be sent in. Want to thank you all indeed. And Brother Vikram, thank you. And always a pleasure knowing that you're listening to us. So it's out of the program with this one. Sending out to you, my brother out in Niagara Falls, and to all those who enjoy nice music, turn up the volume. This is Radio Shabnam. Remember the star boy in this one? Rajesh Khanna indeed. Kahidun Jabadin.
Dur Jab Din Ghal Jaye Sanj Ki Dulhan Badan Churaye Chupke Se Aaye कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए मेरे ख्यालों के आंगन में कोई सपनों के दीप जलाए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए कभी यूं ही जब हुई बोझल सांसें भर आई बैठे बैठे जब यूं ही आंखें कभी यूं ही जब हुई बोझल सांसें भर आई बैठे बैठे जब यूं ही आंखें कभी मचल के प्यार से चल के छुए कोई मुझे पर नजर ना आए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए कहीं तो ये दिल कभी मिल नहीं पाते कहीं से निकल आए जन्मों के नाते कहीं तो ये दिल कभी मिल नहीं पाते कहीं से निकल आए जन्मों के नाते है मीठी उलझन बेरी अपना मन अपना ही होके सहे दर्द पर आए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए कैसे मेरे सपने सुनहरे सारे भेद ये गहरे हो गए ऐसे मेरे सपने सुनहरे ये मेरे सपने यही तो हैं अपने मुझसे जुदा ना होंगे इनके ये साए इनके ये साए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए मेरे ख्यालों के आंगन में कोई सपनों के दीप जलाए कहीं दूर जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए
Beautiful music, and of course we want to say hello and welcome if you're just joining us. This is Shabdam Radio, and guys, if you're new, we are here every Saturday from 1 to 4, 1 to 3 on 770 AM, and of course we do an extra hour if you're on www.shabdamradio.com. Lata Mangeshkar and the soothing voice of Mukesh. Keeping you company on a Saturday amidst of the COVID and the overcast weather, we are here to keep you company and bring some joy and happiness into your homes. Welcome to Shabnam Radio.
गाते रहे हैं गाते रहेंगे
हम तुम जग में जीवन साथी बनके आते रहे हैं आते रहेंगे
हम तुम
युग युग से
गाते रहे हैं साथ नहीं छूटा अपना हर बार तुम्ही तुम आन बसे इन आँखों में बन के सपना
Hey, the friends at Roti Roti want to let you know that they're open for business. Deliciousness at Roti Roti Restaurant. Treat yourself and your guests to some of the best food you would ever eat. The quality, taste and quantity is amazing at such reasonable prices. So Ramadan Mubarak to all our brothers and sisters from Ronnie and the staff at Roti Roti at Albion at 416-745-9208. And don't forget them at Roti Roti Express at Rexdale, 416-743-3883. Roti Roti and Roti Roti Express expressing their best wishes to all our listeners. Beautiful one indeed, and started off with some of the oldies. Well, thank you for joining us, and again the telephone number to reach at 416-848-7772. Roti Roti at 2267 Islington Avenue inside the Fresh Value Plaza. Remember to call ahead for your orders at 416-743-3883. That's 416-743-3883. And don't forget, Ronnie and his team always open to serve you at Roti Roti at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke, where they have hot, fresh, you know, as they say, that no roti is made before it's time. Telephone numbers to call ahead, 416-745-9208. 416-745-9208. Well, we continue with the show, and anyone would love to hear anything special or want to say hi and hello, call us, 416-848-7772. Again, we ask you to thank you again. And, you know, I have to get to some of, well, all of the those who supported us last week. It was indeed a beautiful gesture, as we were able to collect so far $2,500, which we had sent already to the president of the CIOG support group here this morning. I sent it off. And we still yet to collect some outstanding funds. I'm sure they will be forwarded to us. And whatever the end result is, we're going to wrap it up and make sure we get a round off figure, $3,000. I promise that much. So, again, let me just say hello and thank you to Azad and Judy Muhammad, Alif Mustafa, Nalini Prasad. Thank you very, very much indeed. Rashid Beekham, Babs, later in the program she had called in. And again, thank you, Babs, for your contribution. And Shalima and Amir, Rosie Fakhan, and her sister, Zani Fakhan, Faisal Sham, as we know him, my cousin, out at Auto Acumen. Thank you very much indeed. Faruqi Baksh at Janaza this morning. We say hello and assalamu alaikum. Gary Khan and Nicola Khan of Masala TV present. Mina and Perth, thank you. Thank you very, very much indeed. And Munir and Shabana. Well, they were able to get the rest of some of their friends indeed. Munir and Shabana, Amar Panu of One Stop Auto Center. Thank you. Robina and Mohammed at MK Meet. Thank you very much, Robina and Mohammed at MK Meet at Western Road and Finch. Our brother Vikram out at Niagara Falls. Again, God's blessing going out to you, my brother. Betalal, thank you, Betalal. Richard Aziz, thank you, Richard Aziz. And we're going through again. So we'll continue with some more names in a little bit, but please, thank you. Now you can still support the CIOG as they continue.
Ramadan!
Many of us can afford to have a proper meal. But did we ever consider the less fortunate brothers and sisters in Guyana, where their next meal will be coming from? The Central Islamic Organization of Guyana is embarking on a project for the month of Ramadan to feed a family of four for only $80. Please, would you consider giving? How many of us has lost a loved one? Would you like to do something on their behalf? Here is a glorious opportunity to gain maximum blessing. Please consider giving. Call Brother Liaquat Ali Bakhsh at 647-965-9435. That's 647-965-9435. Please call now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Brother Liaquat Bakhsh, better known as Brother Windsor, I'm not sure if he's from Windsor Forest, but hopefully he'll be calling in a little bit, so stay with us. This is Shabnam Radio. We are here keeping you company. And Brother Ainul just dropped by. I want to say something, and I keep forgetting. Listen, the Quran radios are an ideal gift, a perfect companion. And I just want to let you all know, I was able to secure a large amount, so I got a better price. And I'm now, and I would love anyone who would like them, 50, but I know didn't know that. He came prepared to pay 70, but $50. It comes with 114 surahs of the Quran, both in English and Arabic, and also Urdu and Arabic. Now, you could memorize a surah if you go through the booklet and you wanted to, let's say Surah Yasin, you want to learn it, you want to press, you just press M and it memorizes it and it keeps playing and repeating. Now, these Quran, I have given away so many, and people who got them really, really, really appreciate it, and they keep in their company. My mother used it, she would listen to it. Now, a lot of you might say I could get it on the phone and app, but listen, the quality of the song, it doesn't drain your battery, it doesn't interrupt when a phone ring, so you can use it, and it really could fit in your pocket, it could fit on your counter, it could sit on your bed. Call if you'd like to get one. $50 only. It has been reduced. And here's the other thing. If you need it, give me a couple of days and I would deliver it straight to your home. Okay? Now, if you could come get it, it's easier for me. But if you'd like it, like some of our seniors, you can't get it. I promise you, I would run it down once it's within the area of Mississauga, Brampton, Scarborough, you know. But I promise to do that as much as I could do, because I believe it's a blessing if I deliver it to you and you could enjoy it. So please, if you like one, 416-832. Call me on my cell or text me. 416-832-7293. Just remember, the azan could be heard every morning just before Fajr. Please join us at www.caribbeanshowtime.com, and it's sponsored by the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat.
Join us every day for the azan, the call to prayer, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center. That's every morning before Fajr on Caribbean Showtime TV on all IP boxes or www.caribbeanshowtime.com. Download the app from the website www.caribbeanshowtime.com or Google Play. Remember, listen to the azan, the call to prayer, every day before Fajr, brought to you by the Imdadul Islamic Center on Caribbean Showtime TV and www.caribbeanshowtime.com.
And thank you again to the Imdadul Islamic Center. Remember, the Imdadul Islamic Center is at 26 LePage Court in North York. Telephone number 416-636-0044. That's 416-636-0044. And they have a lot happening. And now with the closure, again, those of you who would like to make your contribution, please, you can do so by dropping it off at a secure box at the Imdadul Islamic Center, or you could go online at www.imdadulcenter.com. E-transfers could be made to m154@msn.com. That's email address m154@msn.com. Call to donate by credit card 905-303-8954. Again, if you'd like to make a donation via credit card, 905-303-8954. All donation would be followed up by tax-deductible receipt. And, of course, they also are collecting for the following: Fitra, $10. Zakat, 2.5 of network. The mosque collection, tax-deductible receipt would be made for every penny collected. And please drop by and visit with them. Again, for more information, you can call the masjid, visit the website, www.imdadulcenter.com. The next selection is compliments our friends at the Imdadul Islamic Center. And they say, thank you, thank you. And you know, Brother Usman said to me, he wanted so that Richard and we have teamed up so that he said, let's give our brothers and sisters a beautiful experience despite the COVID. So they're proud to present the next selection from the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat.
Rabbi Sallim ala Rasulallah. Marhaba, marhaba, Rasulallah. Ya Nabi salam alayka. Ya Rasul salam alayka. Ya Habib salam alayka. Salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi salam alayka. Ya Rasul salam alayka. Ya Habib salam alayka. Salawatullah alayka. Rahmaton ke taj wale, do jahan ke raj wale, arsh ki mehraj wale, aasiyon ki laaj wale. Ya Nabi salam alayka, ya Rasool salam alayka, ya Habib salam alayka, salawatullah alayka. Hai tamanna ye khuda se kahin aisa hove, Hind se sue Madina mera jana hove, Rauza-e Paak ke chaugird phiru main aisa jaise parwana sare shamma pe firta hove, hoon main mushtaq ziyarat ye tamanna hai shah puri Allah meri ab ye tamanna hove. Ya Rasulallah,
ya Rasulallah,
ya Rasulallah,
ya Rasulallah,
ya Rasulallah, ranjo gham khaye hue hain, dur se aaye hue hain, tum pe itraaye hue hain, haath phailaaye hue hain.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, ya Rasool salam alayka, ya Habib salam alayka,
we strike
salawatullah alayka.
Pai sajda aasmaan jhuk gaya, koi dekhe shaan-e-Muhammadi, جہاں ختم حد ہے عروج کی، گئے اس سے آگے میرے نبی، بلغ العلیٰ بکمال ہی کشف دجا بجمال ہی، حسنت جمیع خصال ہی صلوا علیہ وآلہ یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ، داستاں ہر دل کی سن لو، یا نبی محفل کی سن لو، التجا سائل کی سن لو، اکبر بسمل کی سن لو،
یا نبی سلام علیکا، یا رسول سلام علیکا، یا حبیب سلام علیکا، صلوات اللہ علیکا، یا نبی سلام علیکا، یا رسول سلام علیکا.
Well, I hope you enjoy that one. And again, the ta'zim. And I know how much the brothers and sisters at the Imdadul Islamic Center love to hear the ta'zim as we send salawat on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, right now, we'd like to share with you, as in the past Ramadan, the children of Lazina and the late Abdul Aziz has always been sponsoring a segment on this program. Today, we are doing the same, in loving memory of the late Abdul Isahak Aziz and Zoraida Jenny Shalabi. Again, it's sponsored in part by the children of Lazina and the late Abdul Aziz, in loving memory of the late Abdul Isahak Aziz and the late Zoraida Jenny Shalabi. Also, the Imdadul Islamic Center, 26 LePage Court, and Munir and Shabana of Fence Master Construction. Fence Master Construction, 416-315-0525. That's 416-315-0525. And today, we are presenting Stories of the Prophet. It is our intention that those of you who are listening would learn something about our beloved Prophet, and our non-Muslim brothers and sisters would understand why we as Muslim love our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu wasallam.
Once again, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, I will be speaking about some aspects of the life of the greatest of all messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why do we say he's the greatest of all messengers? Well, that is what Allah told us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not only chosen him as the greatest of all messengers, but the most loved unto Allah, the best of creation. Like we always say, the most noble of all prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen five of his messengers above others. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. The messengers, we have raised some in level above others. So not all of them were of the same rank. So, you know, these messengers, these prophets, they were not of the same rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions five of them, and he mentions some of them in the Quran. Some he doesn't mention in the Quran. Allah says,
مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ.
From among these messengers, there are some whom we have related their stories to you, and some whom we have not related their stories to you, so you wouldn't know them. Amazing. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions five names in one verse.
وإذ أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقهم ومنك ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى بن مريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who are known as Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. Those who were the most determined from among these messengers. They had the highest rank. They went through challenge upon challenge, great challenges. And these challenges raised them in rank. If you look at the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah mentions him. Allah mentions Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Musa alayhi salam. So Isa, Musa, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ibrahim. Amazing. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of them. They went through difficulty, hardship, and I want to say something. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through the greatest hardship, the greatest difficulty, challenge upon challenge. I always say, when we are talking about Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to realize Allah loved him the most. If Allah wanted, Allah could have actually facilitated his living on earth with the greatest of luxuries. But Allah wants us to know that when he loves you, it does not mean that he's going to shower upon you the luxuries of this world, because those whom he loved more than you, he did not shower upon them the luxuries of this world, but he gave them contentment. Allah says in Surah Al-Furqan,
تبارك الذي إن شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ويجعل لك قصورا.
Glory be to Allah, whom if he had willed, he could have made for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, much better than everything they've had. He would have made for you gardens beneath which rivers were flowing, and palaces he would have given you. But Allah says, you know, they have belied the hour. They don't even believe in the hour. So if we take a look at technology and the advancement we have, this technology, if Allah wanted, he could have let it be at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But all this advancement and all this luxury and all this technology and everything, Allah kept it for later on. Imagine, we believe firmly in every aspect of the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we haven't seen him with our eyes. The conviction in our hearts is even stronger than if we had seen him with our eyes. Meaning, we were not chosen to be from among the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet we're totally convinced more than if we had seen something with our own eyes. I might belie my eyes if I were to see something, but I will never belie that messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his message. So what is the uniqueness? Revelation revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such that there is no contamination in it. Allah says, we will take care of the Quran, we will protect it, we will ensure that it remains intact right up to the end. And that's exactly what happened. And if you look at the Quran today across the globe, there is one Mus'haf, one Quran. And subhanAllah, there might be a few dialects of reading it, it doesn't change the meaning, subhanAllah. And amazingly, even if I don't speak your language, you can actually correct me when I'm reciting the Quran just by the fact that you're a Muslim who prays five daily prayers. Subhanallah. You would know some of these surahs off by heart. But let's get into the difficulties and hardship faced by the most loved unto Allah. And I've chosen this aspect of his life because we're going through a very, very difficult period, a unique time, where coronavirus has come in and changed a lot of the norms that we had before it came in. And it seems to be a semi-long-term change, perhaps, who knows. May Allah protect us all and grant us return to life that is even better than what it was before. But more importantly, may Allah grant us a better relationship with Him than ever before. Because even if life did not return to normal, but you have a better relationship with Allah, you have succeeded. And if life returns to better than normal and you don't have a good relationship with Allah, then you have not succeeded. My brothers, my sisters, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bear in mind, best of creation, most noble of all prophets, His father passed away before he was born. Subhanallah. Allah chose for him to be born in a city and at a time when there was no advancement in terms of electricity, running water, the internet, mobile phones, motor vehicles, aircraft, space jets, whatever else there might have been. But Allah favored him above everyone. He was born. When he was born, his father had already preceded, or the death of his father had preceded his birth. So he was born an orphan. This is a consolation for all orphans. It is not because Allah is upset with you that you're an orphan. It is not because Allah does not love you and that's why He took your father away. No, perhaps He loves you more. Perhaps He loves you more. And that's why He took your father away, subhanAllah, made you an orphan. And as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew a little bit older, do you know, he faced a hardship in Badia to Bani Sa'd. When he was sent to Halima al-Sa'diyya, when he was sent to Halima, the wet nurse. And what happened is, at a certain time, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, and there was the incident of the washing of the heart, at that particular juncture, when he was very young, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And subhanAllah, he faced a difficulty, a hardship, where he had to come back to his mother. And when he came back to his mother, a little while later, his mother passed away. He was only 6 years old according to some of the narrations. So he stayed with his mother for about a year. According to the narrations, if he had come back at the age of 5, most of the time he did not spend with his mother. And when he did, the mother then passed away when he was 6 years old, still very young. So no father, no mother. That is the most loved unto Allah. That difficulty and hardship did not mean that Allah didn't love him. Same applies to any one of us. If you faced hardship, difficulty, something happened to you, remember something. It does not mean Allah does not love you. Perhaps He loves you more than others. Take it in your stride and get closer to Him. Thank Allah for whatever you do have. The hardships and challenges were faced by everyone. Subhanallah. More so those who were loved by Allah more. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَاهُ. When Allah loves a slave, He tests him more and more and more. You gain closeness to Allah and you realize the best thing you ever have is your relationship with your Maker. That will never let you down. The more the hardship, we will not entertain shaitan. We will never let him make us lose hope. You might have lost your job, you might have lost so many things, you might have lost family members, like I said, your parents. Let's look at what happened next. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his grandfather takes custody of him, looks after him. And 2 years later, his grandfather passes away as well. Imagine the age of 8. You've already lost 3 of the people who were taking care of you. One before you were born, the other one when you were 6 years old, and now a third one when you're 8 years old. May Allah make it easy for all of us. I think many of us would think that perhaps Allah doesn't love you, Allah doesn't care for you. It's the opposite. Allah cares for you. Allah alone will take care of you. You might go through a few difficult years, but trust me, the victory is coming. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looked after by his uncle, Abu Talib. Abu Talib looked after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's the father of Ali. But Ali radiallahu anhu was not yet born. He was born much later. And subhanAllah, as he grew a fine young lad, he was known as the trustworthy. He was known as the truthful, the trustworthy. And it was amazing. He had a status in community and society from a very young age where they called on him at times in order to help them judge in disputes. On one occasion, there was a dispute regarding the stone, the black stone, when they were rebuilding the Kaaba, and who exactly should carry it, which tribe is more deserving of it. They called Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wasn't even a prophet yet, but prior to that, when he was much younger, and they decided we're going to ask him. And whatever he says, we will do. And he solved the matter in such a beautiful way. He asked the leader of every one of the tribes to hold a piece of the cloth. And the stone was placed in the middle and all of them carried it to the Kaaba. And then he took it with his hands and placed it in its place. So that is something unique They trusted him with this. And it was the gift of Allah for him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease to everyone and grant us a lesson. You might be known as a trustworthy and honest person. But one day when you say something that people don't agree with or they don't like, everything will change. And take it in your stride. That must not make you give up the truth or your honesty. But it is a lesson in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for you and I to continue in the obedience of Allah. But before I get to that point, there was a time when he went into business. Prior to that, he was a shepherd, part-time shepherd. He looked after flocks of livestock. And amazing, he then did a bit of business. When he did business, who did he work for? He worked for a woman known as Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha. Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiyallahu anha was a businesswoman, Makkah al-Mukarramah, well known. And she had been previously married. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a trip to Abyssinia or to Asham, not to Abyssinia, to Asham, to the northern part of the Arabian Peninsula, to what we know today as Syria, Lebanon, and that part of the world. So as he went there with the caravan, he came back and he presented every cent. That accountability was unique. How many of us are accountable? How many of us jot down or make a note of every single thing? Obviously, he was a person who didn't write and read for purposes that Allah had intended. That doesn't mean he was uneducated. He was the most highly educated from all, because he brought to us everything we actually have. But to be unlettered is very different from being uneducated. So no one would ever dare say that he was uneducated, because that is wrong. He was the most highly educated, but Allah didn't want him to read and write. So the term unlettered is used. Some people think it's a bad term. It's not a derogatory term. Allah wanted something. Allah says, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ إِذَا لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. Allah says, prior to prophethood, you couldn't, meaning you didn't read a book and you didn't read or write. You didn't write with your right hand. Because then those who wanted to find fault in revelation would have doubted and said that you copied it from elsewhere. So Allah protected you from that, but you were the most highly educated. So let's get these two in order. And let's understand, it's the derogatory term would be to say uneducated. But if you were to say that he didn't read or write, that is in the Quran, undeniable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of us. So when he made a note of whatever happened in the business trip and he came back with lots of profits and so on, and this lady who was much older than him interacted with him, she decided, you know what, this would be a good man to marry. And the message got across to him, and mashallah, they ended up getting married. I learned so many things from this life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this story of his where he was proposed to. Directly or indirectly, but the idea came to him at the peak of his youth, 25 years old. Mashallah, someone much older than him who was previously married, who had children. And subhanallah, he was faced with, should I or shouldn't I? Immediately he accepted the proposal because she was fit to be the mother of his children. She was an honest, upright person, dedicated. And that's it. Obviously, when the deen came, she supported him completely. She was the first from among the women to accept Islam. In fact, it is said she was the first person completely to accept Islam. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam married a much older woman. And this was at the peak of his life. People say, na'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, may Allah protect us and forgive us. People say that he was a womanizer. How can he have been a womanizer when at the age of 25, he married someone much older than him who was previously married, and he never married anyone in that particular time when he was married to her? And he always says, she was my strength and my pillar of support, and he always maintained a good relationship with her friends later on as well, and their families. So it goes to show that later on, when he was much older and he married other women, there was a divine reason for that. Subhanallah. And people